Masechet Makot Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel will discuss another machloket between Rabbi Meir and the Hachamim about Edim Zomemim who gave false testimony, and if that false testimony would have led the person they were testifying about to receive Malkut, would they receive these Edim Zomemim two rounds of Malkut or not? Mishnah says, Me'idin anu ba'ish peloni, Shu Hayav Malkut Arba'im. If witnesses come and they say, we testify about a certain person that he should receive Malkut, he should receive lashes. For example, let's say he violated a Torah prohibition of eating not kosher meat. He would receive lashes. So these witnesses are testifying about him, that he's supposed to receive lashes. V'nimse'u Zomemin. And it's found out that they were Edim Zomemim, that they lied. They were plotting witnesses and they wanted to try and get him in trouble, they wanted to have him punished. So we say, Lokin Shemonim. They receive 80 lashes, two sets of Malkut. Mishum lo ta'ane b're'acha ed shaker, u'mishum va'asitim lo ka'asher zamam divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, two sets of lashes for two separate prohibitions. The first prohibition was they violated the fact that they're not allowed to bear false witness against their friend. So that's one set of lashes for violating that prohibition, that lo ta'ase. And then secondly, of mishum va'asitim lo ka'asher zamam. The fact is, these witnesses were trying to cause punishment to somebody else. They were trying to cause somebody else to get lashes. So therefore, they should get lashes as well. And they end up with 80 lashes, two sets of 40. This is divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Hachamim disagree with him, and they say, En lokin ela arba'im. The Edim Zomemim only receive 40 lashes, one set of Malkut. That's all they get. They're not given Malkut for the prohibition of Lo ta'aneh b're'acha et shaker. The Gemara elaborates on it and says that for this particular Avera, there's no Malkut. That's a different reason than the Mishnah gave in the previous Mishnah, where it said, basically, we can only give one punishment for one action. We can't give two punishments, even though it's technically a violation of two prohibitions, that one action, you could still only give one punishment. So here they're giving a different answer, and they will say that lo ta'aneh b're'acha et shaker, giving false testimony, is an exception to the rule, and there's no malkut with that type of prohibition. And therefore, Hachamim say, only one set of lashes, arba'im. Meshalshelin b'mamon ve'en meshalshelin b'makot. These Edim Zomemim, they tried to cause punishment for somebody else. So let's say they tried to cause damage financially to somebody else with their testimony. The Mishnah is saying, Mishal Shelin, they could divide up the punishment when it comes to money, V'in Mishal Shelin b'makot, but they're not allowed to divide up their punishment when it comes to Malkut. What do we mean by that? Ketzad, what's an example of this? He'iduhu shu hayav l'havero matayim zuz. If witnesses testify that a person owes his friend 200 zuz, v'nimse'u zomemin. And it's found out that these witnesses were edim zomemim, and they were trying to cause a loss of 200 to somebody. Therefore, they're now obligated to pay the 200. But the 200 that they owe, mishal shelin b'nehem, they divide the payment between them. So if there were two witnesses giving testimony, trying to cause somebody else to lose out on 200, the two witnesses would split that 200 for 100 each. Avalim he'iduhu shu hayav malkut arba'im. But if the witnesses gave testimony that a person is liable to get 40 lashes, v'nimse'u zomemin, and it's found out that they're edim zomemim, and therefore they're now going to be punished with malkut, we don't say that they split the malkut of 20-20. Rather, kol ehad ve'ehad loke arba'im. Every single one of these witnesses would receive individually 40 lashes. They do not divide up the lashes between them. Each witness tried to cause the defendant a full set of malkut. So therefore, they receive malkut individually 40 lashes. When it comes to the money, it's different. As long as the person they were testifying against received the full compensation that he was owed, whatever they tried to cause him, that's it. So therefore, they could split the mamon, but they cannot split the malkut. Masechet Makot Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid will now talk about how the Edim become zomemin, become people who we discredit and say that their testimony was not true, And then they in turn receive the punishment that they were trying to plot for somebody else. Mishnah says, "In ha'edim na'asim zomemin ad shi'azomu et atzman." Witnesses do not become zomemin unless other witnesses discredit them personally. In other words, a second pair of witnesses challenges the first pair of witnesses and tells them that you guys were in another place when you're claiming that you saw a certain avera take place. But if the second pair of witnesses is showing up and just contradicting the testimony about the person that was killed, for example, then the first set of witnesses are not zomemin. We'll elaborate and we'll explain what we mean. Ketzad, how does this apply? Amru me'idin anu be'ish peloni sha'araga tanefesh. If witnesses show up to Beit Din and they say, we saw peloni, we saw a certain man kill someone in a certain place on a certain day. Amru lahen, and then other witnesses show up and they say, heach atem me'idim, how could you testify that this event occurred at this time on this day? Shehare neherag ze o ha-horeg haya imanu oto hayom b'makom peloni. The second pair of witnesses, if they say, the claim that you're making that the person that was killed or the person you claimed that was the killer, they were with us on the day and on the time that you spoke about, and we were in a different location. So therefore, the murder that you claimed happened cannot have happened as you claimed in this case. En elu zomemin. The first witnesses are not considered to be edim zomemim. The second witnesses just contradicted their testimony. But there's no reason to believe one over the other. And they're not claiming anything about the witnesses themselves. They're claiming something about the case. They're arguing on what actually happened. But that's not an example of edim zomemim. But the following is an example of edim zomemim, where the second witnesses are discrediting the witnesses personally. Aval amru lahem, but if the second witnesses said to the first witnesses, heach atem me'idim, how could you testify that a murder occurred? You don't have the credibility to testify about that murder. Why? Shahare atem hayitim imanu oto hayom b'makom peloni, because you were with us on that day that you're claiming a murder happened in such and such place. So therefore, you have no claim that you saw an actual murder. In this case, the second witnesses are not testifying about the case, about the murder, but they're saying, they're not saying anything about the murder. Rather, what are they saying? That the first witnesses could not have possibly seen anything because they were in a different location during that time with these two witnesses. So they're testifying about the witnesses themselves. Hare elu zomemin. In this case, the first witnesses are edim zomemin, and they're punished with what they planned to do to the person they were testifying about. They tried to cause him to be executed in our example. So therefore, they would also be liable for murder and to be put to death. V'neheragin al pihem, and they're put to death on the basis of the testimony of the second witnesses.